Welcome back to Ayal's Geography Corner. Today, we'll be taking a look at Belize, a small Central American country that's hiding some of the most beautiful scenery in the Western Hemisphere. So let's dive right in with the etymology of Belize. Now, the origin of the name Belize is somewhat unclear, but there are two primary theories as to its origin. The first suggests that the name comes from either the Mayan term Balix, meaning muddy waters, or Belican, meaning land facing the sea. The second theory is that it may be a butchering of Wallace, the name of the explorer credited with discovering the Belize River. And that was rather simple, so onto the flag. Here we have another flag with the coat of arms as its centerpiece, and actually, this is one of only two countries' flags to depict humans on it, the other, interestingly enough, being the flag of Malta. That's right, if you zoom in enough on the George Cross and squint real hard, you should be able to just make out the image of St. George himself. But we aren't here to talk about Malta, that's for a later date. Now, of course, the national emblem is in the center, as previously mentioned, placed upon a white circle, but the rest of the flag is predominantly royal blue with red stripes along the top and bottom of the flag. The flag also follows a 5x3 length-to-width ratio. So now, onto the flag's centerpiece, the coat of arms. The coat of arms of Belize, like many other coats of arms, features a shield as its centerpiece. The shield is held up by two men, a mestizo man holding an axe on the left, and an Afro-Belizean man holding a paddle on the right. Behind the shield is a large mahogany tree, and the shield itself is divided into three segments. The top left segment features a squaring axe and a paddle, crossed with a white background. The top right segment features a wood-cutting axe and a jigsaw, and at the bottom, there is a ship, which appears to be a clipper, sailing on a blue sea with a blue sky background. Beneath the shield is a yellow and blue banner with the words sub umbra florio, meaning under the shade I flourish. Finally, encircling all of this is a chain of 15 crescent-shaped leaves on a thin green circle. So now, let's cover some of the history behind all these symbols. The very first people to live in Belize were the Mayans, who came down from the Yucatan Peninsula to the area that is now Belize around 1500 BCE. Their golden period there lasted over 2,000 years, with the Mayan civilization flourishing in what is now Belize until around 900 CE. Of course, everything changed in the year 1506, when colonists came to Belize. The Spanish claimed the area for themselves, but were unable to colonize it due to the ferocious tribes and lack of resources. So who became the first to come to this land? Pirates. They would seek shelter and cut logwood trees in the forests, and then spring out to attack Spanish shipping. Now, the British wanted in on this logwood cutting industry, as it was one of the earliest ways of obtaining black dye. So the Spanish struck up a deal, letting the Brits use the area for logwood cutting in exchange for the British suppression of piracy in the area. It took many years for the British to recognize this area as an official colony, out of fear of angering the Spanish. Of course, the British and Spanish would inevitably anger each other throughout history, and every time they went to war, the Spanish raided the colony. The last of these raids occurred in 1798, when the Spanish fought long and hard to take the colony, but on September 10th, they were forced to give up. This has become a national holiday, with those in the colony at this point being known as the first Belizeans. The region would now be known as British Honduras, and would fall under Jamaican jurisdiction as an official crown colony. During the Great Depression in the 30s, the economy almost completely collapsed, made even worse by a 1931 hurricane and its ensuing devastation. Interestingly enough, the economy actually improved over the course of World War II, as men went off to go fight in the British armed forces. However, when all the men came back home, the economy stagnated once more, and the colonial currency was devalued. But from here on, the road to independence was clear. Self-government was granted in 1964, and British Honduras changed its name to Belize in June of 1973. And finally, Belize became an independent nation on September 21st, 1981, and this is where the country remains today. And with the history covered, let's take a look at the demographics of this nation. Belize is a rather small country, with a population of just over 400,000 people. About half of these are Hispanic or Mestizo, a racial mix of Mayan and Hispanic. Around 27.9% are Creole, the term for mainly British and African English speakers. 9.4% are Mayan. 6.7% are Garifuna, a term for Black Carib Indians. And the final 6% is made up of a mix of all other ethnic groups. Because of its history, Belize is often considered to be a Caribbean country in Central America, despite its more Central American than Caribbean culture. The national language is English, but most of the population also speaks a Creole, or a dialect with elements from multiple languages. Many of the Mayans also continued to speak their language, and Spanish is also commonly spoken, given the large Hispanic and mestizo population. Religiously, about 40.4% of Belize is Roman Catholic, 8.5% is Pentecostal, 5.5% Seventh-day Adventist, 4.6% Anglican, 3.8% Mennonite, 6.6% other branches of Protestantism, 6% other branches of Christianity, 15.6% non-religious, and the remaining 9% is made up of all other faiths practiced in the country. Around 44.8% of this country lives in an urban environment. In fact, about one-fifth of the country lives in Belize City alone. Due to its Mayan roots, Belize is full of ancient ruins like Caracol and Xunantunic. The currency is the Belizean dollar, cars drive on the right side of the road, the calling code is +501, the internet top-level domain is .bz, the electrical sockets are type A, B, and G, the national motto is the same sub umbra florio on the national emblem, and the national anthem is Land of the Free. So now, let's take a look at the physical landscape of Belize. Belize is a relatively small nation, with a total area of approximately 8,867 square miles, or 22,965 square kilometers, making it slightly larger than nearby El Salvador or the state of New Jersey. About 0.8% of this is water area, as Belize is a very wet nation in terms of rivers and swamps. The country also has a 174-mile or 280-kilometer coastline, giving it access to the ocean and claims over some islands, but also leaving it susceptible to devastating hurricanes, such as the one that struck the country in 2001. Running down the coast, 980 feet or 300 meters from shore in the north, and a full 25 miles or 40 kilometers offshore in the south, is the Belize Barrier Reef, a UNESCO World Heritage Site and part of the Mesoamerican Barrier Reef System, a reef system stretching from the tip of the Yucatan all the way down to Honduras, making it the second largest coral reef system in the world, only being surpassed by Australia's Great Barrier Reef. This reef is the country's largest tourist destination, and in fact is the thing that attracts nearly half of all the country's annual visitors. Also notable is the Great Blue Hole, a massive marine sinkhole made famous by Frenchman Jacques Cousteau. On the land itself, Belize is a very forested country, with forests making up around three-fifths of the total land area. The country's southern regions are primarily taken over by the relatively low Maya Mountains, while the north is mostly made up of lowlands and swamps. Belize is also filled with wildlife, with jaguars, tortoises, tapirs, and more calling this land home, and many different species of fish and turtles living in and around the reefs. Among these is the red lionfish, an invasive, ravenous species native to the Indian and Pacific Oceans, which alone has managed to put the entire ecosystem at risk. Rainfall averages as much as 175 inches, or 4,445 millimeters, per year in the north, with a huge drop down to around 50 inches, or 1,270 millimeters per year in the south. And with that, we've covered most of the land itself, so now let's see how the land is divided politically. Belize is bordered by only two other nations, Mexico in the north and Guatemala in the west and south, as well as the Caribbean Sea in the east. The largest city is Belize City, which actually is not the capital, at least not anymore. That title rather belongs to the city of Belmopan, whose name I probably just butchered. Belmopan was purpose-built to be the nation's capital, much like Washington, D.C. in the United States and Canberra in Australia. The country is divided up into six districts, each with their own capital. These are, in increasing order of population, Toledo, with the capital of Punta Gorda, Stan Creek, with the capital Dandriga, Orange Walk, whose capital is Orange Walk Town, Real Creative, Corozal, whose capital is, you guessed it, Corozal Town, Cayo, whose capital is not Cayo Town, but rather San Ignacio, and finally, Belize, whose capital is Belize City. And yes, this does mean that there is a city named Belize, inside a district named Belize, inside a country named Belize. Belizeception. And that's about it for political geography, so let's wrap things up with a look at Belizean foreign relations. Belize is a member of many multinational organizations, the largest among them being the United Nations and CARICOM, the Caribbean Community. Yes, even a Central American nation is a member of CARICOM, as is Guyana in South America. When it comes to its neighbors, Belize gets along pretty well with Mexico, but Guatemala is a whole different story. Guatemala has held territorial claims over parts or even all of Belize since 1821, an insane 199 years ago at the time of recording. This has made the two countries bitter enemies, with nations such as the US and the UK often having to intervene to prevent direct conflict between the two countries. As for its closest ally, the answer would most likely be the United States. The U.S. is the largest trading partner, biggest source of foreign funding, and home to the largest Belizean expat population in the world. The U.S. has also helped crack down on illegal drug trafficking being conducted in Belize. Ironically, Belize is the only nation in Central America that no U.S. president has paid a visit. So, in conclusion, Belize is a small, beautiful country that might fit in just as well in the Caribbean as it does in Central America. Be sure to stay tuned for Benin next week on Ayal's Geography Corner.